A little bit later today, the whole country will become captivated by the brackets that come out and March Madness and finding out who's in the NCAA tournament, who's not, what the seeds are, when the first games are. Entire offices and families will become captivated as the week goes on and trying to fill out the perfect bracket, and internet connections will go down as people are live streaming and from school and work and everywhere in between. And when teams look at their bracket, what do they look at their bracket? Anyone from the number one seed to number 16 seed look at their bracket and say, you know what? I think we can do it. I think we can make a run at it. Even the teams that are lower, they're saying, you know what? If we get hot, all of a sudden, you know, we can catch fire and we can perhaps make a run at a title or deep into the tournament. It's a time of hope. And everyone has hope within that time when they look at their bracket. And that sense of hope is the message of the transfiguration today. Jesus had just told his disciples that he was going to suffer and die and be crucified. And so in the midst of this low moment, Jesus becomes transfigured from the inside out. His glory shines forth. And what his message is in some sense, to Peter, James, and John, remember this moment. Like, remember this moment, because you're going to see a bunch of other stuff that's going to break your heart, and it's going to make you question if I'm really God. But remember this moment. This is my true glory. So often it's easy to forget the glory of the moment. It's easy to forget our true destiny. Because when we look even closer at the transfiguration, what's interesting is it's not just Jesus who is transfigured, but there's two other people that are there as well, Moses and Elijah. And if we think Moses lived probably about 1,500 years before Jesus, and there Elijah is as well. Elijah lived about just over 700 years before Jesus. And what does that show us? That Moses and Elijah are there. That what that shows us is that even after we're dead, they're still alive, because they lived hundreds, in Moses' case, thousands of years before Jesus, and yet there they are. They didn't kind of become reincarnated or turn into something else, but they were there as if they were really there. And it's a sense of hope in life after death. And we see then in Moses and Elijah, as they're shining forth, we say, Jesus, we know that you're God. But Moses and Elijah are human beings, and yet they're also shining forth in glory. What does that tell us about each one of us? That human beings, that each of us have that same glory within us. That same glory within us. And so we take hope in Jesus Christ and his transfiguration. But then as we see Moses and Elijah, two human beings who are not God, also shining forth in glory, it gives us hope and it reminds us of our true destiny. And so we live then with that hope of glory. Yep, it's easy to be discouraged at times. It's easy to get bogged down, and there's suffering that we, and especially Jesus, endured. But to remember our identity, to remember that our citizenship is in heaven.